Jillian, hey, how are we doing with those codes?
Not good. I messed up and I accidentally deleted Alice's outgoing message and now I have to record a new one. How does this sound? Hi, you've reached Alice. I'm Alice and this is my voice and I'm the boss. Leave a message.
Cactus.
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 Cactus. Cactus.
I am playing games.
Cactus.
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 Am I supposed to be doing this?
Cactus.
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 Cactus. This cocksucker.
Cactus.
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 You've got to be crapping on my balls.
Cactus.
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 It's gonna be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
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 Calling me a hobo.
Cactus.
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 Roy, the retarded boy.
Cactus.
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 How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
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 You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
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 You think a tracer can stop me?
Hello, everyone. You are listening to The Snowplow Show, episode 460. This one is sponsored by Philip B. Thanks, Philip B., for being a supporter on the Patreon. Philip B. was able to see the video version of this show hours before I started recording this. He's a lucky person, and you can be too by going to patreon.com/phonelosers, where you get extra shows and stuff like that. Today was a live show that happened this morning, right before the XYZ show started. That's what you're going to hear today, but first, there are a few things we need to talk about. Number one would be that you have 4 days left to get yourself a clown sec coin, one of those Chinese honk magician coin things, very fancy with gold on it, and something about the Chinese government, I don't know. Doesn't make sense to me, but I supported the Kickstarter. I'll have a link to that in the show notes. And speaking of coins, the PLA coins are on the way. I got a really exciting email today that gave me a tracking number and told me exactly where the coin is in China right now. Here, let's check it right now real quick. We'll see where it is. It has now been in 6 places in China. It is currently in East China, in the People's Republic. Oh wait, they all say the People's Republic. But it's currently in a clearance event, and before that it arrived at the sort facility in East China. These coins are coming from China, you guys. The Chinese government is checking out the package and hopefully clearing it to come to my house. And this tracking thing claims that they're going to be here on Monday, like this coming Monday. So, woohoo! Coins are on the way. I'm still waiting for other things such as the lapel pins, which I ordered before the coins, but I think they're going to get here after the coins. Hopefully not much more than another week, though, so I can just start mailing everything out. I've gotten most everything else that I want to put into the envelopes for the Kickstarter people. I'm still waiting for some stickers, but other than that, everything's looking good. Be excited. PLA coins will be on the way soon. I will let you guys know as soon as they arrive here. I'm sure I'll post a bunch of pictures. I'm still waiting for just a huge amount of disappointment, like they're going to be fucked up somehow, just like the previous 2 coins. But maybe we'll get lucky and they will be amazing, just like clown sex coins. Oh, and you can now order the coins if you missed out on the Kickstarter. I know I had a coin page set up, but it sucked because it didn't have international rates or anything like that on it. So I've set up an order page for both coins and lapel pins on phonelosers.bandcamp.com. Go there, click on the merch section, and you can order coins. Just PLA coins. I still don't know if I'm going to be able to sell Snowplow Show coins at all. So don't get your hopes up for that, but at least you can order the PLA coins now and the lapel pins. I will also have a link to that in the show notes. Let's see, what else? We have new Calls of Mass Confusion videos, brand new ones that have been released on the Calls of Mass Confusion YouTube page at youtube.com/comcpranks. I don't know when the last time I mentioned this was, but G-Ad is still putting them out twice a week, every Thursday and every Sunday. The most recent one was pretty awesome. It was this guy who, I guess he's a mercenary, like a real-life mercenary. So, of course, we made fun of him and insulted him a bunch. And when he finds that video, he's probably going to kill each and every one of us. I'm sure that was a good idea and won't backfire at all. Thanks for putting us in that situation, G-Ad. I appreciate that one. I'll put a link to that video in the show notes, and then you can find the others from there. But we were pretending to be homeowners association people at war with each other, and we tried to get him to come in and settle our problems by killing each other, I guess. And one last bit of really exciting news, I was on the Anti-Social Engineering podcast. That's the podcast that Lux does. You guys remember Lux? He goes by Riley now. I guess he went by Riley back then, too. But it's an hour or so of Riley and Jeff talking to me about important topics and stuff. And I do a prank call or two. I've mentioned the Anti-Social Engineering podcast before because Two shows ago, it had G-Ad on it talking about calls of mass confusion. And then earlier this year, or I guess it was last year probably, it had Nick Caesar on it talking about Nick Caesar type things. So it's a fun show to listen to, and everyone should go listen to it right now because it has cool people on it like me and G-Ad and Nick Caesar. I'll have a link to that in the show notes, or just search on your podcast machines for anti-social engineering. And speaking of Nick Caesar, thank you, Nick Caesar, for today's show art. If you look on the website or the Patreon, you will see his show art from today. It features a drawing of Sensei Doug with a unibrow in cactus form. I guess he was listening to the live show today. Thanks, Nick. Okay, live show time. Today we're going to be doing a list from Max Power. Max Power sent me an email here. He says, "Hey Brad, Max Power here with another list. This list is comprised of karate schools that are located in or around shopping centers." Aren't they all like that? Like, they're always in a shopping center. I'm sure they will make for great Sensei Doug calls. This may or may not be 2 pages long. I don't know why he says that. It's 25 numbers with addresses and which shopping center it's located in. You can use Google Maps with the address I provided you to find out what businesses are nearby them. Look forward to the show, Cactus Cactus. Are you in the chat room, Max Power? I don't see Max Power in the chat room. But, you know, thanks for the list, Max Power. Banana God says we need some more butthole winking calls. So yeah, we definitely got to do that. That'll be fun. So the first one is Dojo Martial Arts. Looks like they are in a shopping center with a pizza place, a flame broiled chicken and ribs place, it's a studio for group painting classes. So okay, yeah, let's, I don't know, should I call the martial arts place first? Dino says to do a final boss. Too late, Dino. I'm calling him. The karate places never answer, though.
It's a great day at Dojo. Coach Kevin speaking. How can I help you?
Oh, hey, Coach Kevin. This is...
Hey, how you doing?
I'm pretty good. It's Roy. I work over at the painting with the twist place.
Yeah, Roy, how can I help you?
I don't want to start anything, and I'm sorry to even bring this up.
But yeah, what's up?
I noticed every time you walk by here, you're always looking at me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you're just looking at me and like acting like a big shot karate guy or whatever, and it's just really unsettling because you just walk by and you're just looking.
Oh, wow, Roy. Thank you for calling me. Mm-hmm. Are you here right now?
Yeah, I'm over at the painting place. But it's just...
Oh man, I'm honestly, bro, I'm not looking at you. I'm not really even sure who you are. I'm so sorry I made you feel that way. I definitely don't want any confrontation or anything like that, sir.
Yeah, like
I'm sorry if I was coming off that way. I absolutely did not want to make you feel that way. I'm not trying to mad dog anybody. Half the time, I'm thinking about other things. And I guess I just have that kind of face, but I definitely am not trying to stare you down, brother, I promise.
Yeah, I thought you might be, like, just checking out your reflection, because you seem like you're really into yourself, but I went out there and I looked, and there's not really any reflection out there. And so I think you're just, like, looking at us, and you're making all the employees and all the people in my class really, really uneasy.
Really?
Because, like, this one lady, Carol, she's just like, he was looking straight at me and giving me snake eyes.
Oh, my goodness. No, sir, I would never do that. Wow. That's horrible that I'm coming off that way.
Yep.
That's nuts.
And it's affecting their paintings, too. Like, they're painting, like, just weird. Like, I don't know. It's coming out in their paintings. Like, they're really unsettled by all this. They're, like, painting snakes and karate stuff.
Really?
And, yeah.
Oh, my God. That is 1,000% not my intention. Can I pop by and talk to you real quick?
As long as you won't look at us like that, like maybe, I don't want to say sunglasses because then we'll just assume you're looking at us the entire time. But yeah, you're welcome to come by if you just leave the attitude at the door.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I'll pop up in a little bit.
Okay, great.
Cool. Thanks, man.
I'll see you then. Bye.
Yep.
Bye, Kevin.
Bye.
Okay.
I felt kind of weird with that one. Like, he seemed so taken aback by the whole thing. What a nice guy. What was his name? Instructor Kevin or something? Or was it Sensei Kevin? I'm going to call the painting place now. Rev says I just got someone beat up. Sensei Kevin.
Hello,
Coach.
This is Hope.
Oh, hey, Hope. It's Coach Kevin from the karate place.
Oh, yeah.
Right over here. Hey, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. What you up to today? You painting a lot?
not painting a lot. We have three classes today, but I'm not there right now.
Oh, I see. Okay. Like, is there... oh, wow. So I didn't reach the actual place?
Well, you did. I just have the phones with me all the time.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, you're not here in the shopping center right now, like where I'm
No,
at?
Not.
Oh, is there any way for me to reach those people? Because it's just, I don't know. I just wanted to ask them something.
Well, I'm the owner, and I'm the one that's there all the time. I'm just not there right now.
Oh, so you're there all the time, it's just, I don't know. I just noticed every time, like, I'm walking up to my dojo. And,
right.
Like, you guys are always in there just, like, looking at me? You know, just looking?
I don't even think I know who you are.
Yeah, I'm Coach Kevin. I work upstairs at over next door at the dojo.
Right.
And at first it wasn't a big deal because it was just one or two of you, but it seems like now they have the entire class in there that's painting, and they're all just looking at me when I walk by, like trying to challenge me to a fight with their eyes. And I don't know.
I don't know. Can you call me back? Because there's an echo on my phone.
Oh, no, I don't hear it. I think it's okay.
Okay.
But yeah.
Well, I'm not sure what's going on. I don't know.
Yeah, is it, I don't know. Like, do you just have a problem with authority figures, like people, like, you know, dojo instructors, and I just don't get it.
I'm sorry, sir. I don't either. I don't even know who. I've never even met you.
I know. That's why I don't understand why you're just always looking at me like that.
Are you saying me?
Well, I don't know. Like, I don't know you guys personally. It's just like the instructors were in there looking at me first, and then it's like all the students in there, they're just in there just looking at me, and they're doing the thing where they point at their eyes and then they point at me, and like I just feel really uncomfortable.
Is this at nighttime?
It's any time of day, it seems like, any time anymore.
We don't even have classes during the day.
Yeah, I know. It's like just whenever I'm there. I'm here right now. But, yeah, just whenever you guys are there, you're just always looking at me. Just looking. I know you're not there that much, but...
Yeah, we don't have classes during the day.
Yeah.
And so are you walking past our studio?
Whoa, what happened to the sound quality? It went to speaker, it seems like.
I did, because there's an echo in it, and I can't hold it up to my ear.
Oh, I see. Okay. It might just be your hearing aid acting up. So were you guys just trying to challenge me to a paint-off or something?
Sir, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, I wasn't sure either. I just, like, if you want to have a paint-off...
No.
I'll paint circles around you guys.
Okay. All right. We don't want any trouble.
Oh, me
all.
Either. Me either. I don't want trouble. I just don't, I don't understand.
I mean, I have no idea where you're talking about. You're not giving me any information of when this happened.
Yeah. Well, I mean, just maybe instead of looking at me, if you could just come outside and just say hello. And
I've never even seen you before, okay? I have no clue of who you are.
I'm the one that's always in my karate uniform. And I always wear a Walkman.
I've never seen a person in their karate uniform. Well, never.
How could you not see me? You're just always looking at me.
I am not looking at you. I've never seen a person in their karate outfit.
I always walk by on my way to work in my karate outfit, and I have a Walkman on.
I have never seen you or noticed you.
And I'm always punch dancing as I walk by?
I absolutely have never noticed you.
Well, that's weird. I don't know. Everyone in there is just looking at me.
Well, we're not even there during the day.
Well, I know you're there. I walk by there every day at pizza. You guys are in the pizza all the time just looking at me.
We're in the pizza place looking at you?
Yeah, yeah. In the pizza place there where you work.
And what's your name?
This is Coach Kevin.
Coach Kevin, and you work at the karate place?
Yeah, yep. That's me.
And you own it?
Well, yeah, I'm a partial owner. I mean, okay, I'm just a teacher, but someday I'll move up and I'll probably own it.
Okay. All right, well, thanks a lot. I have no idea what you're talking about. It's very strange to me. Just stay away from the studio then.
Well, no,
we're not looking at you.
I have to walk by on my way to work. I always walk right past you.
You walk by. We've never even noticed you. No one notices you.
Oh, somebody, okay? Like, it seems like everybody notices me because they're always just looking at me.
Oh.
Like, every time I walk by your
pizza. Everybody's looking at you. Everybody wants you, right?
I don't know why. It doesn't make sense to me. I'm not even that attractive, really.
Don't come near our building.
Oh, no, I have to.
You're weird.
I work. I'm weird. You're the one looking at me. She just called me weird. That was uncalled for. See, now she's looking at me and she's calling me names. That's bullshit. It's bullshit. I was trying to say she worked in the pizza place, but she didn't seem to get that. So we have a shoe repair and alteration place. I'm not weird. I'm not weird at all. How am I supposed to do a Fuckface Friday call? How would I do that? This is Sensei Doug and you're a fuckface? Dragon Mirror wants me to do a Fuckface Friday call. There's a picture in that painting place. There's a bunch of kids. It's all kids there. So I'm trying to tell her that the kids are all in there looking at me. Kids need to mind their own damn business. Alright, gross looking burger place. Looks like it's a cottage cheese and bacon burger on the picture. Schmohawk said I need my shoes repaired for kicking so much ass. Hey, this is Sensei Doug over at the karate place.
Hey, how are
you? Pretty good. How are you doing today?
Good, love. What you need?
I just need you guys to stop, every time I walk by there on my way to work up here at the dojo.
Uh-huh.
You guys are always winking your buttholes at me.
What?
You're, like, winking your buttholes at me, and it's not appropriate, and I don't appreciate it. Can you please stop?
Okay. I don't know what that means, but okay.
Well, you know what it means. Like, I think, like, who is this? Like, what's your name?
Trixie.
Yep, that's the one. I asked who that was with my coworker, Coach Kevin. And he's like, yep, that's Trixie. And you keep winking your butthole at me.
Okay, so what do you want me to do?
Can you stop?
I mean, are you, like, suggesting that I'm literally pulling my pants down and showing you my asshole?
If you could just stop, that would be great. I would really appreciate it, because it's not appropriate. You know, there's kids walking by out here.
I really don't know what you're talking about.
Going to the art studio and stuff. Like, it's just weird. Can you just stop being weird?
Your studio is what?
I said there's kids walking by all the time out here, and you're just in there winking your butthole at people, and it's not appropriate.
Okay, I really don't know what you're talking about.
Well, you seem to know exactly what I was talking about a minute ago. You're talking about pulling your pants down. And
that's what I'm asking you. Are you saying that people are outside my bar pulling their pants down?
No, it's you. We know it's you. It's Trixie.
Okay, well, if you have that big of a problem with it, call the police.
No, I'm not. I don't want to involve the police. I'm a sensei.
Well, maybe you should, because it sounds like you're out of your fucking mind. I'm not out there pulling my pants down, showing my asshole to anybody.
No, you're doing it from inside, out the window, and it's not appropriate.
Oh, okay. Well, then have a good day.
And you guys, I don't think she's winking her butthole at me. Okay, the pizza place that the art studio lady works at. Coach Kevin said he'd know that butthole anywhere.
Thank you for calling. This is Rebecca.
Hey, Rebecca. It's Sensei Doug from the Karate Place.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good. Like, you know the Karate Place, right? We come in there and get pizza sometimes.
Yeah.
Hey.
You're in our block, right? Down the...
Yep.
You're in our plaza, right?
Yep. Just down the plaza a bit.
Yeah, what's up?
That's me. Hey, I was wondering, like, it seems like every time I walk by lately, you guys are in there just winking your buttholes at me.
Oh, and nice.
Can you please stop? Please? Ow. That was a really rough hang-up. That hurt. There's one place left. It's a flame-broiled chicken and ribs place. Their food looks good. Rice and chicken and bread and corn. But that's no excuse for them to wink their buttholes at me. Or look at me.
Hello, Basils.
Hey there, it's Sensei Doug from the Karate Place.
Okay.
You know, just down the plaza a bit.
Yeah.
Hey, I was wondering, like, do you think from now on when I walk by, could you guys just be a little bit more respectful and bow toward me? Because I am a sensei. And, you know, sometimes I have students with me, and it doesn't make it look like I'm very well respected here in the plaza if you're not bowing at me.
Okay.
So, like, when I walk by from now on in my sensei uniform, could you just instruct the employees there to bow to me?
All right. That's fine.
Okay, I'd really appreciate it. It's just weird when you don't, because you know everyone else here in the plaza does, but you guys, it's like you
everybody else in the plaza does.
For the most part, yeah, except for the new people, and I always go in and have a talk with them, but it seems like you guys never do.
Oh, okay. Well, hold on one second so you can talk to the owner here.
Okay.
Hello. Yes.
Hey, it's Sensei Doug from the dojo, from the Karate Place.
Yeah.
And I was wondering if you guys could just be more respectful when I walk by.
When I was what?
Could you be more respectful when I walk by?
Why? What happened?
Well, every time I walk by, you guys don't stop what you're doing and bow toward me.
What?
I just need everyone there when I walk by.
Bow to you.
Yeah.
To bow to you.
Yeah, because usually I walk by and you guys just look at me. You don't bow to me or anything. And sometimes I'm walking.
Bow to you? Why should I bow to you?
Well, because I.
Do you bow to me when you walk by?
No. I would if you guys would bow to me first, but I'm a sensei.
Bow.
So
are you okay, man? Are you all right? Is this the owner?
Yeah, it's Sensei Doug. And I'm a sensei, so you bow to me first, and then I bow back to you. That's how it works.
Is this the owner next door of the dojo place?
Yeah, but yes, it is. Sometimes I'm walking by with my students, though, and you guys don't bow toward me, and it makes it look like nobody respects me in this plaza.
No one respects you in this plaza.
Yeah, you need to. I command respect. You need to show me respect.
Respect. Are you on crack or what? Are you on drugs or what, man?
No,
is everything all right with you? Is everything all right? I'm over here at dojos. I don't see nothing.
Yeah, I'm upstairs.
Are you okay?
I'm in the back. Like, stop banging on my window. It's not even open yet.
Well, open the door then, so I can see you.
No,
so
I'm
I know
just,
who you are.
I'm just letting you know on the phone. Just.
I want to know who it is. Could I see? I know the owner. This doesn't sound like the owner.
No, I'm not the owner. This is Sensei Doug. I'm one of the teachers here. I work with Coach Kevin.
Okay.
But and it doesn't matter if Coach Kevin walks by. He's not a sensei. I'm an actual sensei. So I just need you, like, just you and all the other employees to stop what you're doing and bow.
This guy, dude. Are you all right, man?
I'm fine. Why do you keep asking me if I'm all right?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Yeah, who is this, please?
Who are you? Who the fuck is this? This is like the third person I've talked to there.
Yeah, you're telling people that you're me.
You? Who are you?
I'm Kevin.
No, this is Sensei Doug.
Sensei who? Doug?
Sensei Doug. I work at the dojo. You don't work here. Who do you think you are?
Sensei Doug.
Yep.
You're nuts, dude.
I'm not nuts, and I don't appreciate the... You're not respecting me at all. Like, nobody respects me, it seems like, in this plaza.
Nobody does respect you. You're crazy, and you're full of shit. Oh, excuse my language, ma'am.
Yeah, I don't appreciate
you're just upsetting
language.
People. And you're calling people and telling them that you're me?
No,
you're impersonating
me? I did not say that. I said I'm Sensei Doug. Like, if they're
Sensei Doug. What style do you teach, Doug?
I teach all the styles. Like, more styles than
all
you.
All the styles.
Yep.
Okay, you want to come in for an audition?
No, I don't need to. I work there already. I'm just saying, like, when I walk by, people need to...
Please don't tell people you work in my school. We don't hire psychopaths.
I'm not a psychopath, and I don't appreciate the accusation.
Yes, you are, dude. You're batshit crazy.
I am not, and that's the same amount of disrespect that everyone gives me every time I walk by. They don't bow
to
me.
Chances are you get that disrespect because you're batshit crazy.
I'm not.
And you're trying to stir up problems, and you're impersonating me.
No, I never impersonated you. Who said I impersonated you?
So we're going to find you. I'm going to track down who you are, and you're going to answer to this.
Oh, is that a threat?
I'm going to call the FBI line. Both of my parents are FBI. I'm going to call the local sheriff and let him know you're trying to start problems.
Is the local sheriff
property manager was just here.
Your cousin?
Doug, don't ever tell people you're me again.
No, I never said I was you. I said I'm Sensei Doug.
You're not Sensei Doug.
I am.
You're batshit crazy dude, Doug. You need to quit lying to people.
That's very disrespectful, and you take that back.
I'm not taking it back. Bye, Doug.
You better take it back.
Go fuck off.
Hey. Holy shit. Let me put on dial tone, just in case. Ah. I was hoping they'd star 3-2 me. Holy shit. Shit got real. Both of his parents are in the FBI. I wonder if they're disappointed in him. Like, we're FBI, and our son, he's just like a Coach Kevin. He said the property manager came by. What's the property manager doing there? That's weird. I think it's for the best that was the last place in that shopping center that I can find. Oh, that was Wolfeton's idea, by the way. Thanks, Wolfeton. He asked me to command people to bow to me when I walk by. And I don't think I've ever done that before. That was kind of fun. I think that needs to happen again. Okay, so yeah, that one's finished. That was number one. Only 25 places to go. I don't think I'm going to get to all 25 today. Calling me batshit crazy. What an asshole. All right, next place. All right, so it looks like it's kind of like two shopping centers. Or wait, no, it's a carpet store on the other side. So I'm going to go with the carpet store first. There's not a lot of places on this one.
Carpet Mart, this is Karen.
Hey, Karen. This is Sensei Doug. I work at the dojo, like kind of behind you guys.
Oh, okay, sure.
How you doing today?
We're doing great.
That's great. Hey, I was...
What can I do for you?
I was just wondering, like, you know how I'm always walking, down the sidewalk on my way to work here at the dojo, and you guys always just kind of look out the window at me?
I guess.
You're just all looking at me?
I don't recall that, but...
Oh, no,
go
it's,
ahead.
It's like every day I walk by, you know, I walk by there and on my way to work and you guys are all just in there looking at me. Do you guys think, like, you could just maybe show some respect and maybe just bow toward me and I'll bow back?
Sure.
Because I would appreciate it. Like, I usually have my karate uniform on.
Okay.
And if you guys could just, instead of just looking at me and giving me snake eyes, could you just bow toward me? And I'll stop and bow back, and it's just like a mutual respect thing.
Maybe my manager will know what you're talking about, but I don't know what you look like, to be honest.
Oh, no, like how many females work there? I'm sure it's you, Karen.
Huh.
But you're always just in there looking at me. I'm pretty sure someone was winking their butthole at me once, and that was very disrespectful.
What? Is this the radio station or something?
No, this is Sensei Doug. I work at the dojo. Just around the corner.
Okay. Like, all right.
I just hope you guys can stop looking at me.
Okay. I didn't know anybody was doing that. This is totally in left field for me.
Yep. Well, I can talk to that owner if you want me to, but I mean, it's not just you. I'm not just trying to single you out. It's everyone that just keeps looking at me.
I have no concept of what you're talking about. I've never heard anyone say any ill thing about you, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, they're not saying ill things about me. They just keep looking at me.
Well, they're looking to see if you're a customer. That's frankly all it is.
Well, no, I'm not really even in your parking lot. I'm just walking down the sidewalk by the highway, by the road.
Okay.
So, you know, just on my way to the shopping center on the other side.
Huh.
You guys are always...
I don't know what you're talking about, but I will take that into account, and if I ever see you, I will show some respect.
Okay, will you bow down toward me?
I don't know, sir, but thanks for the request.
Could you come out the door and bow toward me, and I'll just bow back at you? It's no big deal. I'm not flirting with you. It's just a respect thing.
Sure, I'll do that.
Okay, can you have all the employees do it?
I can try. They're Marines.
Okay, so they understand respect then. They
certainly do.
And they know.
We will let them know, every one of them. Okay, sir?
Okay.
I really need to go now. Thank you very much.
Can you let the Marines know that I do outrank them? I'm a sensei.
Okay. I will let them know.
I thought you were going to put the owner on or something.
Sir, we're all very busy right now, so I will let him know, though. Okay?
You can't be that busy, because I just came by and there's just two cars out there.
Sir, I have to go. Thank you very much.
What are you doing that you're so busy with? Oh, yeah, this isn't a live view. There's probably more than two cars there. There's also a tractor trailer in their parking lot. All right, that was the first place. Okay, here we go. Thrift shop.
Hello, you have reached the community thrift
shop.
Our normal business hours are from...
All right, thrift store is not open, even though this is over on the East Coast. Oh, this is a big place, possibly. They've got an Applebee's and a Chase Bank and another bank. Oh, it's a vape shop. I love vape shops. Liberty Tax Service. Hair and Nail Salon. Here's a bar called the Bada Bing Bar. That's great. Physical therapy. And once again, I do not see the karate shop in this place. I never see the karate place. So what do you guys think? The karate place first or the karate place last? Quick chat room, what should I do? I love over in the Discord room. You're not Sensei Doug, you're batshit crazy dude Doug. That's now a Roybot, Roycipient bot quote. That's the best. Okay. It's pretty much down the middle with votes for last and first and all that stuff. I'll just wait. I'll do the other places. Fuck your votes. I'm doing it last. We're going to start with the tax service. No, we're not. They are closed today. Nail salon. That's what we're doing.
Thank you for calling Full Service Salon. For salon location, press 1. If you're a new client needing to book an appointment, press 2. For Deanna, press 3. For Casey, press 4. For Shannon, press 5. For Dawn, press 6.
Dong?
For Felicity, press 7. For Mary, press 8.
Wow. They all have their own phones. I'm just going to do the first one, I guess. This is some intense music. Intense hold music. Whoa.
Hello, this is Deanna.
Oh, hey, Deanna. It's Sensei Doug. I'm over at the karate place, the dojo, here in the shopping center.
Uh-huh.
And I was just wondering, like, you know how I'm always walking by and you guys are always just in there looking at me?
No.
Oh, I'm in the karate uniform.
Yeah, I haven't seen you walk by before. I don't think maybe a couple times. I don't know.
Oh no, I'm sure it was you. Like you guys are always just in there looking at me. Like when I walk by, you're just looking, and like the customers are usually in there just looking at me, and it seems like everyone in there is just looking and they don't wave or anything. It's weird. Then they're giving me snake eyes. What are you laughing about? It's not even funny. It's
okay.
I was just wondering, like, from now on, when I walk by, do you think you could just bow to me and I'll bow back?
Sure.
In fact, if you could just drop what you're doing and come out the door and bow to me. And that doesn't mean I want to fight you. It's not that kind of a bow. It's just a just a normal respect bow.
Okay.
Is Felicity around?
She is up front.
Okay, I didn't want to talk to her.
Okay.
But you know, you're being really disrespectful because I'm just calling with a normal request and you're just sitting there laughing at me.
Okay.
Like, all I'm asking is for you to bow down to me whenever I walk by. That's all. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Oh, I thought you hung up on me.
Nope, sorry. Must have lost connection.
Oh, no, we're still talking. Can you ask the other people in there to stop winking their buttholes at me? Because that's, like, the ultimate disrespect toward a sensei. Hello? She hung up. All right. That was fun, I guess. Everyone in the chat room is asking me to do everyone, like, call that phone system back and get the next girl on the list. What could I do with that, though? I'll try.
Thank you for calling Full Service Salon. For salon location, press 1. If you're a new client needing to book an appointment, press 2. For Deanna, press 3.
All right, we talked to Deanna.
For Casey, press 4. For Shannon,
vote everyone.
Press 5. For Dawn, press 6.
Not her.
For Felicity, press 7. For Mary,
Felicity's
press
up front.
8.
I'm going to try Mary, I guess. Someone voted Dawn. Too late. TurboGrafx. Here's the intense hold music. I feel like they're going to start playing Mr. Roboto here in a second. Hey, Don?
No, you got the wrong number.
No, I don't. Like, isn't this the nail place, the salon?
No.
Well, who did I reach?
Me, David. My name's David.
Oh, did I just get your home?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know, like, you don't have to yell at me. I am a sensei. Show some respect, sir. What the fuck? They have their phone system configured to call some guy named Dave.
Thank you for calling Full Service Salon. For salon location, press 1. If you're a new client needing to book an appointment, press 2.
Wait, what?
For Deanna, press 3.
I want to do that again.
For Casey, press 4. For Shannon, press 5. For Dawn, press 6. For Felicity, press 7. For Mary, press 8.
Okay, Mary, pressing 8. Oh, got new music this time. Oh, and he just hung up. Damn it. All right, one last time. I wanted to ask him what showed up on his caller ID, because it seems like we have a foolproof way to
prank call. Thank you for calling Full Service Salon.
To prank call a guy named Dave.
Press 1. If you're a new client,
they'll just trace it back to the hair salon.
Press 2. For Deanna, press 3. For Casey, press 4. For Shannon, press 5.
Casey or Shannon?
For Dawn, press 6. For Felicity, press 7.
Felicity's up
for
front.
For Mary, press 8.
I'm calling number 4. Was that Casey, I think? I already did 3, Rev. I wonder if each person chooses their own hold music. Hello, Sensei Doug speaking. Who's this?
Who is this?
This is Sensei Doug speaking.
Okay, I don't know who that is.
Okay, well, you didn't tell me who you are. Like, show some respect.
Why? Who are you?
I'm a potential customer, but not if you're going to have that attitude with me.
Okay, I'm not taking new clients right now.
Oh, wow, what a bitch. Holy crap. I mean, wow.
You know, who is this?
You don't have to be like that about it. I mean, just tell me, like, nicely. Jesus Christ.
I think you just called and spoke to Deanna, right?
Yeah. Actually, I called the last person on the list. I think it was option number 8. And I just reached some guy named Dave. And it was supposed to be Mary. Did Mary quit?
Mary's no longer here.
Yeah, you got to go into some guy named Dave now. Like, Dave picked up, and he's just pissed at me.
I don't know. I don't know. We'll have to talk to our IT person.
Yeah, you got to fix that. What the hell? But, I mean, he was nicer to me than you're being.
Oh, I didn't try to be rude to you. You just called my phone and were kind of demanding. That's a little strange.
No, you just
called me.
I just said this is Sensei Doug. I wasn't demanding. I'm just a very direct person. And I command respect.
No, I know, but you told me to show you respect, and I don't know you.
I know. That's the problem.
That's a little weird.
Every time I walk by there, I work here in the dojo, here in the shopping center, the same one as you. And every time I walk every time I walk by, you guys are always just looking at me, and you never bow.
Well, you know, it's weird because our windows are tinted.
I know, but I have sensei eyes, and I can see through the tint.
Oh, x-ray vision or something?
No, it's not x-ray vision. It's sensei eyes. I'm just very...
Sensei eyes.
My eyes are very disciplined.
Okay, well, that's good. I think we're probably working, though. So it's not like we can, like, bow while we're doing a haircut.
You could. You could just, like, stop what you're doing and just do a quick bow, and I will bow back to you, and that'll be the end of it.
Well, why don't you bow first?
Because I'm the sensei. Are you a sensei?
No, I'm not.
Okay, I didn't think so. That's why I would not bow first. You always bow to the sensei first, and then the sensei bows back to you.
Oh, well, if we were in karate class, that would maybe go over, but we're not.
No, that goes for anywhere. Anywhere. Like, if you ever see a sensei out in public, you need to bow to him.
Oh, I didn't know. All right.
Yeah, now you know. Now you don't have to be such a cunt.
All right, well. Oh, that's not nice.
Well, at least.
Goodbye.
Okay, bye. All right. Jim Bob says, you don't bow to those with resting bitch face. That's right, Jim Bob. All right. More places with tinted windows that I cannot see into. The next one is a restaurant. They serve gyros or gyros or however you pronounce that. I kind of want to call that place back and just talk to Dave again. Gyros. Okay. Thanks, TurboGrafx. Gyros. That's what it is, Gay Rose.
Thank you for calling. We are unavailable to take your call.
Ah. Please. Yeah, it's very disrespectful toward birds. Right, Rev?
Thank you for calling.
I was going to try and make a reservation. All right, a vape shop. Holy crap, this is a really large vape shop. There's a picture of the inside here. That's a lot of vaping accessories.
Wallace, I'm help you.
Hey, Wallace, it's Sensei Doug from the karate place here in the shopping center.
Oh, yeah. How you doing?
Pretty good. How are you doing today?
Right now, what can I help you with?
I was just wondering, like, it seems like every time I walk by, you guys are always just in there looking at me. And can you just stop looking at me whenever I walk by?
Whenever you guys walk by, we look at you?
No, just when I walk by. Like, I don't know if you just have a problem with me or something, but, like, I don't have a problem with anyone in there. Just stop looking at me.
Oh wait, are you being serious?
Oh, yeah, completely serious.
I don't know who I'm talking to right now. You're the gentleman that works at the karate place?
Yeah, at the dojo. This is Sensei Doug, and every time I walk by, you guys are just looking at me.
Oh, you mean like my customers, you mean?
Oh, no, it's you guys, the people behind the counter. I glance over, and you guys are always just staring at me and giving me snake eyes. And it's not the way that you look at me. It's more like the tone of voice that you look at me in.
Oh, okay. I mean, I just look outside whenever a customer's walking, like somebody's walking by, I just look out there. It's nothing personal. Wait, I don't even understand really what's going on. So you're just upset that we look at you whenever you walk by the store?
Yeah, but it's the
I don't really know who I'm talking to right now. I'm sorry, I don't.
It's Sensei Doug.
You know what I mean?
I'm the one that's always in a karate uniform, and it's like you don't respect senseis or something.
When you walk by our store, man, I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm the guy that's always wearing the hat with the tattoos.
Mm-hmm, yep, I know.
I don't even know what you look like, man. I think you're taking this the wrong way, man. If you want, I can even go over there and meet you. I'm telling you. This is a.
Yeah, well,
if you'd like, I can meet you, but I don't really.
It's hard to believe that you don't know what I look like.
I can try not to look at you. You know what I mean? It's kind of weird what you're asking, man. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be rude here.
Yeah, could you just look at the ground or something? Just look toward the ground whenever I walk by.
You want me to look toward the ground whenever you walk by?
Yeah, if you're ever outside, maybe
here. Give me one moment. Let me go to the back real quick and just okay. So that way a little more privacy here. Okay.
Oh no, we don't need privacy. Like that's the whole thing with you.
Here, 1 second. I'm still...
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, okay, yeah, so you just don't want me to look at you while you're walking by our store because...
Yeah, well, just not like that.
Why again?
Just because you're just in there looking at me, just like really, really, like just staring at me and giving me snake eyes.
No, nobody's meaning to stare at you while you walk by. I think maybe the guy just have you go, like, maybe mistaken for a customer that's about to walk in.
Oh, no, it's the guy with the hat.
I work here 6 days a week. You got to be talking about me, but...
Yeah.
You know, if you're walking by, man, I can't promise you I'm going to look at the ground. When you're walking by, that's asking too much, and I'm sorry, I can't, I, no.
I waved at you
not
once, and
rude.
You just kept looking
at me. I would like to meet you if you like. I mean, it's nothing personal here, but...
Oh, yeah, if you ever see me walking by, like, just come out and bow to
yeah,
bow
that'd be great,
to me.
Man. I mean, it's nothing personal. I just keep an eye on everything that's going on with the store, so if a customer's about to walk in, I want to make sure I greet them properly,
mm-hmm.
But I'm never giving you a mean look, trust me. I don't even really know what you look like.
Well, like
but if you want to just, like, shake hands and just kind of... You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll shake hands, but you have to bow first, and then I'll bow back to you. And then if you want to do the dumb shaking hand thing, we can do that. But you have to bow, because I am a sensei.
Okay, you're being incredibly rude right now, actually, matter of fact. And I'm sorry, I'm going to hang up on you.
What?
I don't like your tone of voice. I'm not going to have it. No, thank you.
Well, I don't like your tone of looking. Wow. People don't like being told to bow to me. That's a great idea, Wolfatin. How have I never thought of this before? Somebody in the chat room was saying that I needed to ask about fart-flavored vape pens. I was going to do that, but I guess not now. Maybe at the next shopping center I can do that. We've got a consignment shop. Yeah, that's what we're going to do. Consignment shop. Oh, and thanks, Rev, for the, don't look at me in that tone of voice thing. I think that was Rev's idea.
May I help you?
Hi, this is Sensei Doug over at the Karate Place.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good. How are you doing today?
Really good.
That's good. Good to hear. Hey, I noticed, it seems like whenever I walk by your place there,
yeah,
you guys are always in there winking your buttholes at me.
Doing what?
Winking your buttholes at me, and that's very disrespectful because I'm a sensei.
I don't know who you're talking about or what you're even saying to me. I'm consignment shop.
Yeah, like it's when I walk by, you guys are in there and you're just like winking your buttholes at me, and it's kind of disrespectful because I'm a sensei.
I do not know what you're talking about. What kind of language are you using to me?
Well, at least I'm not actually doing it. Like you
there's
guys...
nobody in my store doing anything of what you're just saying. So you might want to readjust what you just said to me, sir.
Well, can you just stop doing it then? Like, just cut it out, please.
Again, nobody in my store is doing what you just said, sir. Do not call this number again.
Doing what exactly? Man, she did not like the word butthole. Yeah, yelling at me. That's very, very disrespectful. Can't believe that lady. All right, the Bada Bing Bar. Best bar name ever. Man, these windows really are tinted. They are like mirrors. They look exactly like mirrors from the parking lot. Those windows have killed so many hummingbirds, Rev. Sorry to tell you this. They probably have a special person, a sidewalk sweeper guy that sweeps up all the birds. Maybe it's just really sunny on this day, but it's a complete mirror.
Bada bing.
Hey, it's Sensei Doug.
You?
It's Sensei Doug over at the karate place.
I'm sorry?
It's Sensei Doug over at the karate place.
Ah, okay.
Hey.
Yes, dear.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. I have caller ID and it said invalid number, so I was almost didn't answer it because of the solicitors.
Oh, yeah. No. It's definitely a valid number.
Yeah, it's
420-6969, right?
Huh? No, it didn't show anything. It just said invalid. You probably have it on something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, what can I do for you,
I think,
dear?
I dialed *32. Like, I noticed whenever I walk by, you know, on my way to work,
uh-huh.
Whenever I walk by your place, you guys are in there giving me snake eyes.
Doing what?
Giving me snake eyes. You're just looking at me and giving me snake eyes.
When you walk by?
Yeah, every time I walk by, you guys are in there just giving me snake eyes.
You can actually see inside?
Yeah, I have disciplined eyes, eyesight. I'm a sensei. So I'm able to pretty much see through that weird tint stuff.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so is this what, early morning or?
Yeah, well, pretty much, you know, sometimes I work the morning shift, sometimes I work the evening shift, but yeah, I walk by and sometimes I'm with students and some of the students can see in there too sometimes, and I don't know, they, like, you guys aren't being very respectful toward me, you're just, looking at me.
The customers or employees, or is it when we're open?
Well, mostly the employees, but then the customers see the employees do it, so they do it too, and just everyone's looking at me.
I'll mention it to my owner. You kind of people watch when, you know, people walk by.
Mm-hmm.
I have my own little guessing game of where people are going, like whether they're going to go get a haircut or they're going to the honey tree.
Yeah.
But obviously you're students, but I will mention this to my boss.
Yeah, I'm the
what
one
was
with...
your first name again?
This is Sensei Doug. I'm the one with the karate outfit on, with the black belt.
There's one or two. I don't know. I see you guys off from the distance. I don't usually see you walking right by. But
yeah, I'm the one with the Walkman. I always have a Walkman on.
Yeah, that would be me paying attention to detail. I barely know what I'm wearing. But okay. But how do you spell your first name? And I'll just let Brandon know.
Okay, it's Sensei Sensei.
Let me get away from a speaker.
Okay.
Okay. I am away from a speaker.
Okay. The first word is sensei. S as in C, E as in I, N as in enter, S
thank God.
As in dyslexic, E as in S-A, and then I as in I-O-U.
Okay, Sensei.
Yeah. Sensei, and then Doug.
Sensei Doug?
Yeah, D-O-U-G. D is in W.
Okay.
O as in Ouija board.
No, no, it's my boyfriend's name. I got that. Okay. I couldn't hear you inside. Okay. So just that the people inside are, when you guys walk by, are giving a stink eye, right?
Yeah, snake eyes. Say snake eyes.
Snake eyes.
Yeah, and one of the employees there was winking their butthole at me.
What?
Yep. Like it's happened a couple times now. They're just in there winking their buttholes at me.
I have no idea what you would be talking about. Are you sure you're not just messing with me here?
Oh, no, I wouldn't mess with someone. I'm a sensei.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, I'll pass on the message.
Yeah, snake eyes and just looking at me, and nobody ever bows toward me, which is not cool because I am a sensei.
Okay, now I know you are messing with me.
No, I wouldn't mess with you.
Good prank, hon. But I'll pass on the message anyway.
Okay, I'm a sensei, though.
Have a good day.
I'm not messing with you, ma'am. I'm not messing with you.
But I have to get back to work. You have a good day now.
Okay, well, like, try not to look at me too much when I walk by next
time. Okay.
Like, All right, she figured it out, I guess. Oh, well. Okay, so now we have a... Oh, wow. It didn't hang up yet. Now we have a physical therapy center. And a... Oh, it's a retailer of swimming pool and spa supplies. Okay. It all makes sense now. Anyway, yeah, I guess I'll just call the therapy center first. Grumpy says, I can sense them looking at me. That's what I should say. Like, even when you're in the back room, I can sense it. I'm a sensei.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling physical therapy. This is Maria.
Hey, Maria. It's Sensei Doug over at the karate place.
Yes, sir.
Here in the shopping center, you know?
Right.
Hey, like, it seems like every time I walk by now, you guys are in there copying me.
What do you mean, copying you?
Well, like, I walk by in my karate uniform robes, shrouds thing. And I usually have a Walkman on, and I'm usually punching my fist to the music. And
okay.
I noticed the employees in there, they've started copying me and doing the same thing while I walk by.
Okay, I can talk to the owner and let him know.
Okay, well, is it you? Because, like, you sound like the person that was doing it.
I'm just new here, sir.
What?
I said I'm new here. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, okay, well, just because you're new, that doesn't mean you can break the rules and just copy me when I walk by.
Well, I'm not the one doing this.
Because I'm just walking by trying to go to work. You know, I'm just doing my job, and every time I walk by, you're copying me. And believe it or not, I trademarked my look. Like, you can't just go around copying me like that.
Okay, well, I'll let the owner know. Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to start. You know what? Should I call back? I was going to do the backflips thing, Dragonmere. Say, let's see you copy that, motherfucker. Yeah, I could tell she was lying. I could hear it in her voice. She's completely lying to me. All right. Pool Supply Company.
Thanks for calling.
Hey there. This is Sensei Doug. I work over at the karate place.
Yep.
I'm the one that's always walking by in my karate shrouds.
Yep.
And I noticed you guys keep copying me.
Doing what?
Whenever I walk by, you guys are copying me, like walking like I'm walking, and it's just kind of disrespectful. Do you think you can...
You're calling me about this?
Yeah. I always walk by on my way to work here at the dojo. Like, I work here in the same shopping center.
No, I know where you are, but I don't think we do that.
Yeah, you guys are copying me. Like, you know, I'm always punching my fist to the music because I'm wearing my Walkman, and you guys are doing that in there. And it's just not... It's not cool.
Not me. I've never even seen you do that.
Well, maybe not you, but you know somebody in there is. Like,
I don't know. I haven't seen anyone do that. All I can speak for is me. I haven't seen anyone do that.
Well, can you ask everyone else in there real quick if they're the ones that have been copying?
No, I can't. I got a store full of people here.
I'll
bring it up to the manager and see what he says.
How about I walk by right now? I'll go outside and I'll walk by real quick, and we'll see if people copy me. You can look around
do whatever you want.
And see who's copying me. All right, he's gone. Somebody up there like said a thing about copying me. I think, oh yeah, J-Rad. Tell them the guy in the window was being very rude. He was copying you, and that's not cool. But I think someone else said it before. I don't know. Let's just give J-Rad credit for that one. But I like that one, too. You're copying me. Did I call this sushi place yet? I don't think I did. Steven Aspinwall wants me to yell at people about their unibrows. I don't know what the fuck that means, but okay. Let's call the sushi place. Yell about their unibrows. Unibrows are very disrespectful toward senseis. It's an ancient knowledge there about unibrows.
Thank you for calling Niku-sensei speaking. How may I help you?
Hey there, it's Sensei Doug from the Karate Place.
Who is it?
Sensei Doug. I work over at the Karate Place here in the shopping center.
Oh, hi.
Hey, how you doing today?
Good, and you?
I'm pretty good. Who's this?
This is Cynthia.
Okay.
I'm the cashier.
Yeah, you're the one. You're the one with the unibrow, right?
No.
No, I just like it's maybe it's somebody else. I thought it was you, but somebody in there has a unibrow, and whenever I walk by, you guys are always just looking at me out the window. You're just looking.
It's not me. I'm always inside.
Well, like, which person in there has a unibrow? Because you probably know that, like, unibrows are very disrespectful towards senseis. It's like an ancient belief about unibrows. It's a sign of blatant disrespect.
I don't know.
It's, like, very disrespectful to have a unibrow and to, like, stare at a sensei like that when he walks by. With his Walkman.
Is this a joke or?
No, I wouldn't kid about it. I'm a sensei. I'm an actual.
Would you like to speak to a manager?
Yeah, sure.
I can give him your phone number and he can call you back.
Well, can't you just put him on the phone real quick?
He's not here right now.
Just yell at him. Like, is there another employee there?
I'm sorry, what?
Is there another employee there?
Hold on one second.
Which one has the unibrow? The unibrows, those are what snake eyes come from.
David?
She's nervous.
Hey, David. They want to speak to the manager. It's the guy that works at the karate place. I don't know. He'll be right with you, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Hold on.
Okay. Calling back is a sign of disrespect.
Hello?
Hey there, is this David?
Yeah, David, yeah.
Oh, hey, it's Sensei Doug from the Karate Place.
Yeah.
And, whenever I walk by there, there's always somebody inside,
yep.
An employee in there, the one that has a unibrow, and he's always just looking at me.
No, nobody walk by.
Oh no! Whenever I walk by, you know, I'm the one.
Oh,
in the,
you
in
walk
the,
by, yeah.
Yeah, I'm the one in the sensei uniform.
With
the black belt, and somebody in there has a unibrow, and they're always just looking at me.
Who?
I don't know who. There's somebody in there though, and like you know, having a unibrow in the first place, that's a major sign of disrespect toward a sensei. But it seems weird that the person with the unibrow would just be in there looking at me.
Oh, okay.
So do you think, like, could you talk to the other people there and just tell them, like, to cut it out, please? Hello? What's happening? What are you doing? Sir?
Hello?
Hi, what's going on? Sir, hello?
Hi.
What happened?
I don't know. I got bad signal, you know.
You got what?
I got bad signal. I can't hear you.
Bassino?
Sino.
C-notes? Yeah, I don't know. It seems like you're just trying to avoid the issue about the unibrow.
No.
And,
we'll, hold on. Give me 1 second.
Okay. Bat signal? Did you say bat signal? Bat finger? Bad semen?
Hello?
Bath salts? Oh, hello. What happened to David?
I don't know what's going on.
What do you do?
If you have a problem, you can come here and speak to him because we can't really hear you, and our other line is ringing.
Oh, who's calling?
But I'm sorry for whatever inconvenience that's going on. We really don't understand what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's not.
It might not even be one of our people that work here.
Oh no, it definitely is. It's someone that's in there working, and I'm afraid to come in because it's just so disrespectful and. Like, my beliefs mean that I can't come in and just talk to somebody with a unibrow.
Oh, well, okay.
Because unibrows are just a major sign of blatant disrespect.
Okay.
And, like, I don't know, can you just... Could you just maybe... Like, it seems unsanitary to have someone in there with a unibrow anyway without, like, a hairnet type thing on.
Sir, I'm actually going to let you go. You can call the manager, or you can come in and speak to the manager if you want. I'm not the manager, but I don't know nothing about that.
Why did David give you the phone back? Was he nervous to be talking to a real sensei?
No, sir. He's busy. He's working at the sushi bar.
Why would he just give the
phone
back
to you? But I'm going
to
let you go. If you have any more questions or anything, you can call back Tuesday. Michael will be here. He's the owner. You can speak to him,
okay? Can you tell David I wasn't trying to challenge him to a fight? I was just asking him not to give me snake eyes when I walk by. That's all.
Okay, no problem.
It's nothing like that. I'm not trying to start trouble.
Okay, sir. I'm sorry. I have work to get back to. I'm sorry.
Okay. And
I'll let you go.
Just so you know, like, unibrows, they harbor the norovirus. Like, everybody knows that. So, like, it's like a risk for everyone. Everyone that you serve there.
Okay. Bye-bye.
They have unibrows. Thanks for that hop horn beam. Yeah, sushi. Sushi itself is disrespectful. What were they thinking? Some random knob wants me to call back Mary from that one spa. Is that this shopping center? I can't remember. This is a large shopping center. But yeah, maybe I'll do that. See if David still picks up. I could say I'm from the telephone company. All right, this is a sign place. They make signs. We've only got 10 minutes. The XYZ show starts in about 10 minutes. And he told me if I cut into his time again, then me and him are going to have some words. I don't want trouble with XYZ. So I think this is going to be the last shopping center. There is an Applebee's. Oh, wait, Advance Auto Parts. They're in the shopping center. Hey there, it's Sensei Doug. I'm calling from that karate place here in the shopping center.
Hi, Doug.
Hey, how you doing today?
Good, how are you?
Pretty good. Hey, I noticed every time I walk by there on my way to work, you know, I always walk by your business.
Uh-huh.
And you guys are always in there just looking at me. And nobody bows or anything. And I've been a sensei for over 2 years now.
Who is this?
And this is Sensei Doug from the dojo.
I don't think so.
Yes, it is. Why do you mean you don't think so?
I don't think so. Who is this?
What do you mean you don't think so? I am too. Like, I'm not lying to you. Why would I lie?
This is funny. Is this a joke?
No, I wouldn't joke about this. I'm a sensei. Like, every time I walk by there, though, you guys are just in there looking at me.
You're funny as crap. That's the funniest thing I've heard in my life.
I'm not trying to be funny, sir. I was wondering if I could command a little bit of respect, please.
Huh?
I just want to command...
Who is this?
It's Sensei Doug from the dojo.
Sensei Doug, why don't you come down here?
I don't want to, because, like, every time I walk by, you guys are in there giving me snake eyes... And nobody bows.
Nobody bows? I don't bow because... Are you kidding me? Now you're making me angry, but okay, this is funny.
No, I'm not kidding. Like, that's a common knowledge. When a sensei walks by, you bow.
I don't think so.
Everybody
but
knows
thank
that.
You.
Everybody in the shopping center does except you guys. You guys just...
Whatever.
Like, you have a problem with sensei.
Sensei
you just
Doug.
Standing there and look at me.
This is so funny.
It's not supposed to be funny. Like,
Well, it is funny.
Well, maybe
you're funny.
Maybe you should read
you
up.
You are hilarious. I don't know who you are, but you are so funny. This is great.
Read up on the internet about how it works.
This
with
is great.
Sensei,
this is entertainment.
With a sensei and common folk.
This is entertainment. I'm not going to let you talk because you're retarded.
It's not cool to use the retarded word.
You are retarded. Sorry.
I'm not retarded.
If there's ever a retarded person, that would be you.
I'm not retarded. I'm a sensei.
You're retarded. You're a retarded sensei.
Well, you have a unibrow.
I do not. Actually, you don't even know who I am because I don't.
I know exactly who you are because every time I walk by, you're always just
funny. I have a unibrow. You said I had a unibrow. He just said I had a unibrow. I love this. This is entertainment. Can I put you on a speakerphone somewhere?
No. If you put me on speaker, I will hang up. Senseis do not talk on speakerphones.
Oh, God. Come on.
You need to read up on senseis.
This is the best thing that's happened all freaking day. Thank you so much.
Oh, I'm glad you're amused.
I am so amused, dude. You have no idea.
Glad disrespect.
You know what? As bad as some of my days get, this is the greatest conversation I've ever had.
Well, you must have a pretty sad life then.
Oh, I do. Absolutely, man. Sad. So sad.
If disrespect is amusing to you.
Oh, I love it.
You're such an asshole. I'm going to call you Giggles McGee.
Oh, you just called me an asshole, too. I can't believe. How long is it going to take for you to do it before you hang up on me?
About 3 seconds.
Oh, come on.
Three,
stay on the phone with me.
Two,
since I done.
One. All right. I'm not getting through to that guy. I give up. Can't deal with him anymore. Can't deal with the disrespect. Advance Auto Parts. This might be the last call.
Thank you for calling Advance Auto Parts. We appreciate your call. Please hold for the next parts professional.
Hi, thanks for choosing Advance Parts and Batteries. This is James speaking. I'm going to help you.
Hello. This is Kevin from the corporate office with Advance Auto Parts.
What's going on, bud?
Oh, nothing much. I'm just calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer in there I could speak with?
Yeah, give me 1 second. He's helping a customer.
Okay. Oh, no, I don't need an employee. I need to talk to a customer. It's for a customer survey. Like any customer.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay.
I got like 4 phones ringing in the background. I'm going to charge you.
It's okay. Yeah, just any customer in the store. Just a quick survey.
Okay. Yeah, give me 1 second.
Okay, thank you.
Excuse me, sir. I have a quick one.
Ah, come on.
Thank you for calling Advance Auto.
You still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Give me 1 second.
Okay. I guess the customer didn't want to talk. This guy's ruining my last call. I'm just going to call that last guy back. He can laugh at me some more. At least that was amusing.
Thank you for calling.
They were in there holding up signs that said, "Fuck you, Sensei Doug." I don't have to take that. It's bullshit.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, this is the MOD right now.
Oh, hey there.
You're talking with my coworker.
Yeah.
It doesn't appear that any of the customers want to talk in a survey.
Oh, they get a coupon and everything. Did you tell them about the coupon?
Yeah, he did. They were just not interested.
Did he? That's weird that he told them about the coupon. I didn't tell them about the coupon.
Okay, well, here, let me go ask them all myself. I'll be right back.
Okay, yeah, just put what, like, don't even give them a choice. Just give them the phone. It'll just take a second. It's like a 1 minute survey.
Hold on.
Okay.
Like, it's really busy here. I'm sorry.
Yeah, there should be lots of customers.
I'll be right back with you, man.
Okay, thanks. I should have
Thank you for calling Advance. Have them
tell them they get a free car.
With you in a moment.
You get the manager's car for free.
Hello, sir?
Hello?
Hi, yeah, none of the customers seem interested.
Ah, fucking shit. Fucking shit, goddamn it.
Yeah.
Did you really even ask that hard, you know? Like, did you use some moxie when
Sounds
you
Sounds like a prank call or something, man. I gotta go.
What? A prank call? Who would prank call an auto place? That doesn't make sense.
Well, you know, people, you know, they don't tend to cuss when they're on the job.
Okay, look.
Yeah, I gotta go.
Here's the thing. It's Fuckface Friday. I really need a customer. Okay, I messed up Fuckface Friday, everyone. I'm very sorry. The whole end of this show has been a gigantic failure. So, yeah, I guess the show is over. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thanks for the suggestions. Thank you, Wolfatin, for the brand new, you know, you need to bow down to me thing. I got to use that much more often. Thanks. Thanks, Max Power, for this list. I'm only into location number 3 of 25, so it looks like we're going to be doing a lot more of these Sensei Doug shows. I think it's going to be a Sensei Doug week.
Hey, Brad. H is my name. Sorry, I'm baked. I heard you talk about Longwood Portion Castle. You're talking to like you're saying they, like they this and they that. Like, what do you mean they? Isn't that just a guy? Longmont Potion Castle?
I don't know. Whatever.
I don't know. Pretty sure it's just a guy.
Yeah.
But
I'm sure it is. I heard the Reply All podcast interview him once. It just sounds like a group, and I'm not super familiar with him. But what person would name himself Longmont Potion Castle? That's like somebody naming themselves Phone Losers of America. Like losers with an S, plural. That's so dumb. I guess mine's dumber than his now that I think about it. Whatever.
Hey, Roy.
Hey, buddy.
It's carcinogenic.
Hey.
Carcinogen. And
the real carjacker at 420.net.
Oh, yay.
And
two people.
We're out here smoking some pot out in the middle of the woods. Decided to call in.
Crazy.
To your 459th show.
Congratulations, buddy. You're making your way up in the world.
Oh, there you go. And,
thanks.
Yeah, man. We just wanted to say hello, keep up the good work, and we love you.
Aww.
Love you, buddy. Love you, Brad.
All right.
Okay.
And away!
Stop that.
Hi, Brad. It's Kuras.
Holy
I would
shit.
Like to demonstrate how to properly hang up the phone.
Okay. Kuras just demonstrated how to properly hang up a phone. Thanks, Kuras. Have we ever gotten a voicemail from Kuras before? I think that may be a first that I remember.
Hey, Brad, you felonious twat. What's
hey.
Going on, man?
Oh,
it's,
nothing.
One of your fucking... I listen to your shit. Who does? It doesn't matter who I am. I'm anonymous as fuck.
Okay.
But, hey, oh, man. Too drunk for this shit.
Oh,
hey,
nice.
I'm the guy whose kids called you. It was like little kids, and you were like, oh, you're the youngest listener of the show. My kids... I listened to you in the car when I picked them up, and basically until you say, what are you talking about, you motherfucker, and then I turn it off. But that's usually the thing that gets the biggest laugh with the
that's great.
Younger audience.
Of course.
Everyone loves you, Brad, but nobody knows why. You fucking yep. rock, bro. I enjoy your shit.
Thanks.
I think you're kind of a dick.
Okay.
But I think you're actually, like, a good person that uses his dickishness to, like, camouflage...
To piss people off.
...try to blend in with, like, his surroundings and shit. I mean, you are legitimately a piece of shit, like, inside. Like, your diarrhea as a person,
yeah,
but, like, you're
I
really
know.
Not. You give a fuck about people. You act like you don't.
I suppose.
All right, Brad.
Whatever.
Man,
I don't care.
Yourself. Annoy everybody.
All right. Bye.
No, you'll never talk
for
to
the
me.
Long
right,
voicemail.
Bye.
Holy shit, all the voicemails are long today. Like, I'm looking at all these. Minute and a half. 2 minutes. A crimson.
Hey, Brad. It's Crimson.
Hey, Crimson.
So, I just listened to the voicemail where I had Alexa talk to you. Or asking
okay,
Alexa
great.
Question.
Thanks. You're going to review
and,
your last voicemail to me. That's good stuff.
So, look up who Crimson is. That was really, that was pretty great.
Okay.
I also wanted to
20 seconds now.
Left a voicemail on that same show where they were saying, hey, why don't we do a phone mob? On this, you know, on All Points or something like that, on NPR.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, yeah, woo, let's do it. Just like when I've tried to run phone mobs before. But Brad will never promote your phone mob because he's afraid that other people will steal his thunder. He
yep.
wants to be
can't
the
have
only
that.
Part of the show.
Fuck that shit.
And that's the same reason why he won't have any co-hosts. No matter what. Except, you know, unless they're dating him, of course.
Yeah,
burn,
have to.
Burn, Brad, burn! Like, why won't you have Corey on? Why won't you, like, let us do phone mobs and,
Corey.
Like, support us or,
who fucks
like,
Corey?
You know, stuff like that. Not to complain too much.
Yeah.
But I'm just curious, like, legitimately. Why won't you have, like, Corey on or Olga as a co-host? Or, like, yeah, do phone mobs. It'll promote the show so much more.
Yeah,
it'll
we should.
So much more.
Let's
it'll
do it, Olga.
Money. Come on, Brad. Come on.
All right, bye. This is going to be a long voicemail segment,
hey,
you guys.
Hey, Roy, Brad, RB.
Hello.
Look, this is St. Pepe. I appreciate that you played both my messages. I appreciate that you forgave me for calling you a faggot.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't mean to call you a faggot. You're not a faggot. And I do love faggots. That's why it's okay for me to say it.
Okay.
But the point
that
is...
That makes it all right.
I just wanted to let you know I've enjoyed so much your material. And, I really didn't appreciate calling me a new listener because I've spent the last 2 months of my life...
I was a real dick for saying something bad about you, wasn't I?
All of your fucking content since 2014.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Okay, thanks for the voicemail. Next.
Ooh, Brad.
Hey.
Will again. Just
Mr. 1 minute and 16 seconds.
Yeah, I just was calling you up. I really enjoyed that last episode, 459.
Yeah,
and,
that's great.
Also that, 100th hobo-sode, that was pretty cool, too. Appreciate the free show. But, honestly, man, I'm gonna subscribe to the Patreon.
Sure you are.
Or maybe next week, but it's gonna happen soon here.
One of these weeks.
I've got my $5 lined up.
Maybe a year from now, that week.
All the good shows, I know you save the good shows for the, the subs, but.
Yep,
yeah,
that's what I do.
Just wanted to call you up, man. Keep up the good work.
Okay, 45 seconds. Cutting you off. That's what you get. Here's a guy that left 3 voicemails in a row. They're all about a minute
hey,
long.
Hey, Roy. I just wanted to call and apologize for my fucking... there I go.
Your what?
Hey, Roy. I just wanted to call and apologize for my Flargon hobo language that I used in my previous voicemail.
No problem.
I'm not the kind of person who goes against the Christian doctrine and uses all kind of slurs and slang.
Yeah, I'd be doing that. It's a Christian show.
Things that people say that you shouldn't say around your best friend's daughter. I just want to call back and let you know that when I said get raped, I meant it as a compliment.
Oh,
like,
of course. Okay.
Offensively.
Yep.
Like, I meant that
makes
you should
sense.
Enjoy somebody forcefully entering you. I meant that
it's
a blessing of sorts. It's like some people say hello, some people say I love you, some people say some other goobity-goo.
All right, thanks for the voicemail. That was a good voicemail. It was so good that I'm not going to play your other 2 voicemails here. I'm not even going to listen to them. I'm just going to delete them. I think you said it all in that voicemail and that voicemail only. Good job in that voicemail.
When can I find that song about the pussy good, pussy sweet, getting enough to eat and all that stuff?
On the internet.
Mr. Bambolina, Mr. Dad Bambolina, or whatever.
That
intro or whatever the heck, where can I find that? This is very interesting. And who made it, by the way? What's it called? Thank you, Dad.
Mr. Bambolina is by Dell, the funky homo sapien. You know what? I'm going to put a link to both of those songs in the show notes. And the other one is by an artist named Lady. Never heard of her, but she does the Pussy Good song. Just type in Pussy Good into YouTube. It'll pop up. Learn how to YouTube or Google or something. I'm putting a link to the official video in the show notes. So go to the show notes and learn more about them there.
Brad or Roy or whatever the fuck they call you. Hey.
Hey.
Joseph.
Hey, Joseph.
Dude, you fucking harassed my homeowners association to the point of where they fucking raised it $10.
What?
Yeah. Fucking got a notice saying, due to the fucking recent prank calls, we've raising the fucking shit $10 a month because, they got to fucking deal with it and pay somebody to fucking talk about it, mail shit, announce that there's bullshit.
Did you submit the numbers to me? I mean, holy crap, what a
shit
racket.
Going on from some fucking snowplow show. But I did listen to some of your shit, and I'll admit, man, not bad.
Is it worth
$10
a month?
Fucking gold, actually. Really.
You need to move.
But, I just wanted to say a big fuck you for, causing my shit to go up $10 a month.
Can't be real.
For no reason.
Nuh-uh.
Because they gotta fucking mail shit and deal with it now. And it's just some bullshit, All around.
That's insane.
Fuck you.
If you're serious, that's crazy. I saw this YouTube video today. It was a news story from 2015 where a homeowners association was using cell phones on a selfie stick to look over people's fences and like into their patio areas and stuff so that they could find infractions and, you know, fine people for things. Like here, I just found it in my YouTube history.
Homeowners turned to Team Tim with claims that their HOA is using a selfie stick to peer into their patios.
They told Team 10 troubleshooter Kristen...
I'm not going to play this whole thing right now because, you know, you get it. The Homeowners Association is using selfie sticks to peer over property lines and look into yards and patios and stuff and send fines. And the reporter in the field, like in the neighborhood where the Homeowners Association was, she was interviewing the residents and stuff. And she was holding a selfie stick in her hand to demonstrate what a selfie stick was. It was hilarious. But holy crap, homeowners associations are fucking evil, you guys. Really, really evil. That's crazy. Like, how many people live in your neighborhood that are having to pay $10 extra? That's probably an extra $1,000 a month for them.
Hello.
That's insane.
This is Jack from Alaska.
Hello, Jack.
I understand that...
How's Alaska?
Been quite an uproar. People got offended that I... But I said, you know, hey, screw you and your keep up the good work. I mean, the guy knows to do good work.
Yeah.
Saying that
you
is
big
just
stupids.
A waste of everything that you're made of.
Speaking
you know?
Of waste.
Why say that?
This voicemail's 2 minutes long.
Good show and do good work. So, I mean, you're saying that in vain. And,
yeah.
You know, I just wanted to say, you know,
I don't
fuck
know.
You.
If they didn't say it, I might start doing bad work.
Because.
You never know.
Really, you're just like in the way people just, you know, contributing
yeah.
no talent.
You people.
Or putting forth nothing new.
Damn people.
Every fucking time you call is keep up the good work.
All right. All right. Another minute of this. Channel. Okay, thanks for the voicemail.
Hey, what's up there, Nobby?
Hey.
This is that Scottish guy that calls up and leaves voicemails all the time.
Yeah, I know you.
Yeah.
Usually you go, Brad. Brad,
hey, I was
Brad.
Thinking, wouldn't it be funny if when you called people, you would just see how slow you could talk and, like, really try to drag
yeah.
it
yep.
out. All right, PLA later. PLA right. forever. PLA for life.
Bye, Tim. It doesn't matter that he was talking slow. His voicemail was still 36 seconds long. It's a perfect length. Fuck all these minute-and-a-half people.
Hey, Brad, it's H again.
Hey, you
actually,
can't do this.
Oh, that reminds me about Longmont Bosch again. So, sorry to keep bringing him up. I'm sure you don't
it's okay.
want to be talking about him. But
I don't
Reply
care.
All, that show that you were on, I'm pretty sure they did an episode they interviewed him.
They did.
There, so.
They claimed it was the
yeah,
very first
the
interview with him.
So I don't know. I don't know why it's bugging you right now. All right.
Okay.
Getting back to the show. Bye.
Didn't I find out recently on a Hobosode? That Longmont Potion Castle was responsible for the saxophone lesbian prank calls. Like, nobody knew what a saxophone lesbian was. And it turns out it's another Longmont Potion Castle thing.
Hello, Chad.
Or something. I could be wrong about that.
This is your neighbor over on Butt Street. B-U-T-T-E.
It's Butte Street. It's Butte Street.
Go fuck yourself.
Okay.
Hey, Brad, it's Labia.
Hey.
You were talking about, there's a voicemail in episode 458 about how the Pussy Good song ain't really working out.
Nah.
I think you should just play it longer. You know, you only really keep them on hold for like 15 seconds. I think they're really just ignoring it.
Yeah.
I think if you played it for like 30 seconds or longer, they might, you know, pay attention to it and get mad about it.
Could be.
All right. Hugs and kisses. Bye.
A few people have sent me alternatives to that song, like offensive songs to put people on hold to. So I need to load those into my soundboard and start giving those a shot.
Brad, what's up? It's Big Moise.
Hey.
It's been a while. I wanted to check in.
Okay.
Say hi.
Great.
Hope you're having a great day today.
Thanks, Big Moise.
And I was wondering, well, I actually wanted to let you know that even though you don't do it a whole lot, I always loved when you try to bring up Jumanji and ask him about Jumanji when, like, things get heated on a call. But I was... actually wondering, did you see the new Jumanji? And what did you think
I
compared
did.
To the old one?
Yeah.
I know you talk about the old one. I don't know if you really like it or if you didn't like it, but yeah, just wondering. Okay, that's it. Hope you have a great one again. Bye.
Big Moist. Yeah, I saw the new Jumanji. I liked it okay. It was fun to watch. I don't think it was quite as epic as the original. I don't really have any complaints about the new one. I don't know if I will ever watch the new one again. I don't know if I'll ever watch the old one again. I don't need to. I have the old one memorized. What else did we have to do in the 90s but watch movies over and over and over? But they're both fun movies to watch. I recommend them both, but I don't think I'll be referencing things from the new Jumanji movie. Only the old Jumanji movie. The one with the incredibly bad special effects.
RBCPR, this is Batman 970, a.k.a. Tyler from Loveland, Colorado.
Okay.
I had just two quick questions for you. Number one, have you heard from Matt Hillock lately? I know he's going through some crazy stuff.
I have
seen how tight you are with him and if there's any cool updates on him. I talk to him on Facebook occasionally. And
he's everywhere. What are you talking about? He messaged me on Skype today and asked if I wanted to watch Natural Born Killers with him and Jihad tonight on one of those movie sharing sites. And I was on a live stream he did the other day with Legend. Legend was at his house. Can you believe that? Legend! Legend was there! Him and Legend were hanging out. If you go to PLA's Reddit, there is a link in there to the video of him and Legend hanging out, and I call in and talk to Legend a bunch, and Legend's being all weird and like bringing food items up to the webcam. Stuff out of Matt Hillock's kitchen. So, yeah, Matt's everywhere. He's posting on Facebook all the time. He posts like a billion things a day.
You know that dude who always go, Mr. Carter, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
What happened to him? I mean, I could not be happier he's gone. Holy shit, that was annoying.
I think you're going to summon him.
Yeah, do you, like, ban him, or what's the deal?
No.
All right. Thank you, bye-bye.
I wouldn't ban Incognito. Where are you at, Mr. Incognito? It's been a while. You should start leaving voicemails all the time again, just for this guy. Everybody misses you.
Hey, Brad, how's it going?
Hey.
Long time caller here, first time listener. Anyways, it's been a while since I talked. I just wanted to give you an idea. When you tell people your name is Steve Dave and you had your last name legally removed,
Yep. You
should say you had your last name legally changed to a space mark. Like
space mark.
When you hit the space button.
Oh.
Had in the county office.
Okay.
That's what you had them change your last name to. So you still have one, but just don't pronounce it.
Spacebar. I get it.
Thank you. The show's been
fantastic. That's a great idea.
Hey, Brad. Buckshot.
Hello.
I've got my phone upside down right now, so hopefully you can hear me perfectly. I'm just calling because I was listening to your most recent Snowplow show, and I heard a listener from the Dick Show call in and essentially make us all look like raging lunatics, which some of us are, but not all of us. Some of us are pretty normal. So, on behalf of all the Dick Show listeners who came over from the Dick Show to the Snowplow Show, I just wanted to say, keep on rocking.
All right. And I don't know what you're talking about. Somebody called into the Dick Show and said a bunch of shit about prank callers or about phone losers? Where was this at? Because I listened to everything from the Dick Show. Maybe it was on the most recent bonus show because I haven't listened to that yet. No, that's not true. I have listened to the latest bonus show because it's not in my podcast app. Maybe he just didn't do one this week. But now I'm confused. I want to know what you're talking about. What are people saying about us? All I know is that everybody on Reddit hated PLA. Or they hated me, at least. It was hilarious.
Hey, Brad. I just called you. Lion27. I'm coming at you once again with the crazy shit, whatever. Dude, the thing about you is, like, you're not... You're funny. It's like the cadence of your voice alone, the way you call people motherfucker, and the way, like, the editing and everything is fucking dope, dude. Just like,
dang.
Bro, like, it's fucking, this is dope as fuck. Like, whatever. But,
what are you talking about?
I listen to Jerky Boys. Did you ever hear Musasa tapes? What about Lucius Tate? My taint.
Did I ever hear what?
I listened to Jerky Boys. Did you ever hear Musasa tapes?
Oh, did I ever hear Musasa tapes? Of course. I heard those before the Jerky Boys were a commercial thing. Or, I mean, not really, but, you know, like, Musasa was on the original Jerky tapes. I love Mr. Musasa. I do not love Luscious Tate. I thought he was boring.
Hey, Chad. This is your neighbor calling again. Over on Butt Street.
This again? Come on.
B-U-T-T-E.
Come on.
Butt Street.
All right.
Not Butte.
It's hilarious.
If you don't answer this fucking phone...
It's a good one.
I'm going to stick your face under the bidet. I'm going to make you drown in your
own shit. Oh, shit. Okay, bye.
Fucking douchebag.
Hey, Brad. It's Tuna. So I was getting a lot of weird, scammy phone calls
on my phone from credit card scammers.
Yeah.
And another day I ran this weird little script on my phone to try calling them like 13 times every minute in a row, and it was just calling hang up. And I thought that was funny, but they never picked up.
Yep.
And now I've been getting like 4 calls a day from random numbers about credit cards and cars I don't own.
Okay.
I was wondering if I could get your opinion on this. Should I just go nuclear and just call them a bunch until they stop, or should I just let this die down?
That's what I would
thanks,
do.
Thanks, I love you.
Who's got time for that?
To have a beautiful day.
Yeah, I don't know. Do whatever you want. When they call you, play the "this number is disconnected" tones. Maybe that'll trick their system into not calling you anymore.
Hey, Brad.
I heard that used to work.
I've been working on.
Hey, Jack Heliquin.
Right now, so bear with me. But I've been editing a movie for about a year now. It's a Batman film.
Holy
crap. It's really stupid. It's called Jack vs. Joker 2, The Return of Jafar. And as tribute,
I'm going to watch
you in the Snowplow Show, because you literally take up most of the time of my life. All I fucking do is listen to you.
Yeah.
I decided to blow your head off and kill you
inside
the movie. So whenever that's out, I'm going to send it to you.
That sounds
fun. I
hope
you enjoy it and all that stuff. And I'm still drunk. I want to apologize to Matt Hillock right now on the air because I said beer is nasty and I changed my mind.
Okay.
Anyways, toodles and keep up the good work. You fucking rock. Thank you for giving me stuff to listen to like 100% of my life now.
You're
I hear your
welcome.
Voice more than anyone else's. So yeah, Jack Heliquin loves you. All right, peace. I'm so glad we're gay together. I'm so glad.
Me too.
Bye-bye.
It's the best. Thanks, Jack, for the voicemail. Thanks for blowing my head off in your movie. I can't wait to see that. And that is the last voicemail, so I guess the show is over. Thank you, Philip B., for sponsoring today's show. Don't forget to go visit the show notes. There's a bunch of really important links in there today about clown set coins and PLA coins and calls of mass confusion and the anti-social engineering podcast that I was on this week. And, of course, pussy good, pussy sweet, pussy good enough to eat. You can find those at snowplowshow.com. Bye, everyone.
Number and try again.
You're not Sensei Doug.
I am.
You're batshit crazy dude Doug.